You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
1 hour in, two to go on a Thursday in H-Town. You got Joel and Barry, as in Laminette, because you never want to be compared to the other guy. Here on ESPN 97.5 FM.
That's the most real thing you've said to me.
I don't know. I've said some pretty real things to you,
but that is a fact. Nah, I give him a hard time.
Nick behind the glass, but Barry knows I love him.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I was sitting at home last night, and I was watching Twitter and checking some things on the internet.
You don't have TV? You were watching Twitter?
No, my wife and her mom were watching TV, and the Astros played during the day, and of course they lost again, and there wasn't anything compelling on TV sports-wise.
We got to get you to be the man of the house, Joel.
I'm fine.
You got to take over.
So I had some stuff to do. My wife was dealing with some health issues, so I was kind of like just off on my own, and I was watching Twitter, and I stumbled across an article on Bleacher Report about my least favorite player in sports, and that would be Matt Barnes. Mm. And for a lot of reasons, Matt Barnes drives me crazy. I don't like his game within the game. I don't like how he thinks he's a fake tough guy that wants to fight everybody. But I read the article, and the article was quite interesting. And definitely, I'll warn you before you find it, because it's on Twitter and you can find it on Bleacher Report. Really good read. He basically punks out on the fact that it was James Harden's mom that called him names, that started the confrontation, that caused him to go over and say a lot of really nasty things in her ear, and that he didn't really find out that it was actually James Harden's mom that he was getting into it with.
Sure.
Until he got on the bus after the game and DeAndre Jordan told him, which is all not true. Right. But overall, I never hid the fact that this guy was on the top of my list in terms of the most hated guys in sports. And it kind of crossed my mind to throw that out there to you guys, to you, Barry, to Nick. Whether it's Courtland Finnegan because he did what he tried to do and got his butt whooped by Andre Johnson, and he did it to your favorite team and one of your favorite players, or whether it is just you've watched sports enough that you just, every time that guy pops up on the screen, you go, I hate that guy. I can't stand that guy. So I'll throw it out to you guys as well. Whether you tweet us, text us, call us, let us know who's your most hated or a couple of your most hated guys in sports when you watch sports. And I'll first throw it to you, Barry. I mean, who comes to mind when I ask you that question?
John Stockton.
Wow. Like, okay. Well, right off the top. Understandable.
I'll go Stockton followed by a 1A Malone.
So
all
Stockton
right?
and Malone.
But why Stockton, though?
Oh, he was dirty. He flopped. He was everything horrible about basketball.
Yeah.
And then he wore those shorts. And yeah.
He definitely wore the grape smasher.
And he was that guy that he always seemed to stick it to the Rockets. And I hated the Jazz as a fan.
Oh, man.
I hated Stockton and Malone as a fan. Like, I could deal with Hornacek.
From that same team that would, in a lot of people's minds, Matt Harpering's that guy.
Yeah.
Matt Harpering was their goon. He would come in. Like, everybody used to say, Matt Harpering's the guy where if he's on playing against you, you hate him, you'd love to have him on your team. I never wanted him anywhere near, because being around those teams and in those series, I agree with you. I mean, Stockton and Malone.
Oh,
now, and Malone used to whine a lot. For a guy as muscular and big as Karl Malone, he whined.
Yeah, and he flopped. And
you know, bitched about every call. But overall, I mean, I can understand that. I can see that. And again, I throw Matt Harpering as a guy because he was the king of the cheap shot when you were playing the Jazz as well.
The other one would be Albert Pujols.
And there's for real.
I understand that Albert Pujols is a very nice man. Apparently, he's a very gentle person and a giving soul and a good heart. Hate him. I absolutely hate him as a player because of, I mean, like I said before, like we said one of our first weeks together, he took Brad Lidge's soul.
Yes, he
stole
did.
It. He stole his soul. But then he always seemed to be that guy that beat the Astros. Yes. So those would be my top three most hated. And now I tried to think of a football one. And I really, I mean, I go back to the Steelers, Oilers, sure. Mike Renfro, catch no catch in the end zone. And I really can't think of, I mean, I kind of just in general despise the Dallas Cowboys. And the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up as an Oilers fan as a kid. But there was never really one player that I hated in football. And I don't know if maybe because that team concept is more it's more genuine, you know, in football than you've only got five guys in basketball, so some guys stand out. And baseball is one-on-one matchups mostly. So maybe that's why I don't have a football guy. But those in baseball and basketball, Pujols, Stockton.
I mean, a lot of the dirty guys in football. I mentioned Finnegan, but there's plenty of guys at Cheapside. Nick, who's on? I mean, you're a lifelong Houstonian. Who do you got?
I mean, in terms of basketball, I mean, I just wasn't a fan of Seattle as a team, but I would probably say Sean Kemp only because of his performance, not because of, you know, him as a person.
Yeah.
But I didn't like Kemp. I didn't like Mike Vick for what he did with the with all the dogs. Big Ben is another guy. I know you said. Just because, you know, any off-the-field issues like that, not a big fan of. And I would say A-Rod would be my baseball guy.
Oh, he's a good one to hate.
Yeah. Barry Bonds is up there, too, with a lot of people. You know, and a lot of people, because they have that a-hole factor, and you hear things. Like, the Barry Bonds thing was, like, even before he got into the home run derby chase, you know, of breaking the record and everything. And I'll say this. Look, Barry Bonds would have been in the Hall of Fame if he never took any kind of clear cream, used clear cream, took anything, did whatever. That he was a five-tool player. He was the National League version of Ken Griffey Jr. I mean,
yeah, he was going to be. Yeah.
He was phenomenal the way it was. But you heard the stories early on when he got to San Francisco. Like, you know, the players normally have like a kind of a living room lounge in the middle of the locker room, and the guys can watch TV and play cards at the tables, things like that. Well, Barry, in front of his locker, had a big screen TV that was only for Barry.
Yep.
And a recliner that was only for Barry. No one else. Don't touch it. Don't sit by it. Don't do it. That's when he started to kind of prima donnaize the locker room, and then it carried over. A-Rod's another one when you mention him. He and A-Rod were two of the guys, and Terrell Owens picked up on it later, and there was some kind of stories out there if Cal Ripken Jr. was in on this or not. But they were the ones that first started saying, I'm going to take a limo that the team's going to pay for and not go to and from games with the team. I'm going to stay in a separate hotel. Like, for instance, when the Cowboys came, I think it was, or I don't know if it was when the Cowboys or the Eagles, when T.O. was with them and they played the Texans, everybody stayed near the stadium or in the Galleria, and T.O. stayed at the Hotel Icon, I think it is, or one of the hotels downtown in a suite by himself. See, that's when you're taking a team sport, yeah, and you're alienating your team, and I hate that, so I can see a lot of that.
Eric 1986 on Twitter said, DeSean Jackson, cocky, annoying, and showboating constantly, also every Eagles player.
Definitely an NFC East guy.
Went with the whole team. Troy Maddox said, John Lackey. He said, I hate the look on his stupid face and how he always complains. Lamont said, Frank Wright, John Starks. Oh, that's not a bad
Starks
one.
Starks is a good one. A really good one.
Peyton Manning and Ian Outfield. Who else? Yeah,
you know, you
Carl
think
Malone.
About it, too. Yeah, Stockton and Malone are obvious. But you know what? For Starks, other people, though, if we ask this question in another market, I guarantee, and you think about it from that perspective as well, I guarantee you if you said it in Oklahoma City, Pat Beverly would be right at the top of everybody's list.
Of course.
And the funny thing was, being as close to Pat as I was with the team, Pat told people, because everybody was like, are you scared? There's death threats. Some stupid kid, one of the ball kids, decided to like say there's a death threat for him and all these other things. And I remember at the time, Pat saying, I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I was scared thinking I was going to, if I could get to school and back on a regular day. Do you think this kind of stuff scares me?
Yeah.
No, but he's the guy that I first started saying, there's 29 teams in the league he's not getting a Christmas card from, but I guarantee you all of Red Nation is going to send him enough to make up for it because they love him on their team.
Sure. We're getting more. Brad on the text line said Jay Cutler. Somebody texted in James Harden.
I kind of had a feeling that was going to come up at some point.
Merton Hanks from the 49ers on the text line. That's a good one. Draymond Green.
Draymond Green is a good one.
Yeah. That's a great one. because Rodman was Draymond Green before Draymond Green too. The fact that, you know, they had the whole "I don't care, I'm going to do and say whatever I want." Rodman epitomized it because he went way over the top, but Draymond Green is that guy now for sure.
Yeah, Sean Lundy said Albert Pujols, Carl Malone, and J.J. Watt's back.
Wow.
Yo, Adrian's got Kobe Bryant, Alex Rodriguez, Tom Brady. That's not a bad list. Although I really can't hate on greatness. I mean, when you're
of people put Kobe in there.
When you're as good as Kobe Bryant and Tom Brady, I mean, I'm not a fan, but he's not my most hated. But yeah, that's not bad. Scott in Deer Park said Detlef Schrempf and Donnie Schell never passed up a chance to cheap shot Earl Campbell. Boy, Earl was my boy.
Schell could bring the wood, though.
Yeah, he could.
He, Ronnie Lott, those are the guys that just destroyed people from the secondary. Steve Atwater, another guy that just completely annihilated people in the secondary.
I don't know if this is a trap, but it says this is Travis. I have to compare the number, but he said, I hate Merton Hanks and his damn bobblehead.
I was going to say, he had the springy neck. I mean, everybody knew Merton Hanks because of the fact that Shaq used to mimic him. When Shaq would do a big play in the NBA, he'd do the Merton Hanks dance because he would do that whole like gyrating extremities all over, and the head was just going like a bobblehead. That's a great call.
We're getting more Hardens. In Rocket City, we're getting more Hardens.
But you know what?
Dellavedova.
He's not a point guard.
Called him a rat face.
He's just a basketball player.
Yeah.
We got Clay Matthews.
Romanowski. Hey, and Dominican Sue. Yeah, these are great ones, man. Clay Matthews, Albert Haynesworth.
Clay Matthews in my own house is not popular because of the fact that my wife is a Bruin. And when you're a Bruin, you absolutely despise Trojans of any kind. I mean, the fact that I sit there and I try and like encourage, hey, honey, we got like three UCLA guys on the team. You still got that guy with the long hair, Clay Matthews, who's a Trojan. Okay, well, I can't argue with that.
Whoa. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. What the hell? Timmy Smith on Twitter.
Yeah.
He just said Michael Jordan.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Big Plex, what are you doing, man? How the hell can you hate Michael? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you be hating on Michael Jordan? That's not right, Timmy.
The GOAT.
Timmy, I'm going to need you to turn in your Twitter handle.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's not right.
I'm not sure how.
You can't hate on Michael. You might as well just hate on Jesus at that point. What's wrong with you?
Please try and justify that to us by not just spouting out Michael Jordan, because that's unreal.
Lamont also said Clyde Drexler is a broadcaster.
No argument there.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love Drexler as a Rocket, but he's a tough listen on
Yeah, he
broadcast.
Really is.
He really is.
The thing is that, you know what, if color commentary was about laughs and exuberance and anything to throw back to mentions the word Bill, he'd be all American.
Yeah.
But wow, Bill.
That was a shot.
I'm not sure that's breaking it down.
Russell Westbrook, somebody said Cowboy fans hate Jessica Simpson.
Okay, but then you can say Rockets fans hate the Kardashians.
That is a great text.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's like a spinoff all in itself. What team fan base hates what person that's not directly playing for their team and why? Jessica Simpson, the Kardashians.
That's so funny, though.
Well, but the list can continue. That's for another day.
We're
for
getting
now,
a lot of text on
if
this.
If there
now.
Is a sports fan, as a sports fan, if there's a guy out there or a player that you cannot stand, we need to hear you. 713-780-ESPN. Call in, let us know who and why, not just Michael Jordan, which was brutal. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're here until 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and if you're like me, you love this time of year, football season. And if you love looking at the matchups and picking out the winning teams, then you have to go to mybookie.lv. I'm telling you, if you have the ability to pick the winners of the games, go to mybookie.lv and make some money. Don't wait. Call mybookie.lv. Score big. I know many of you last week might have had the winners, but didn't place the picks. Don't make that mistake again. Go to mybookie.lv, the industry-leading website, and make some money. Last week, thousands of online players joined mybookie.lv and won big. Why not you? Don't worry about getting the runaround after you win. Mybookie.lv is the best when it comes to payouts. No runaround with these guys. Join now. Your first deposit is matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. They also offer in-game action on all games. Call 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open up an account. Use promo code Joe. Call now and write this number down, 844-900-2387. Sign up and start winning big today.
Hi, this is David Delotti. Texas Mattress Makers is extending the Labor Day savings while they add more beds to be donated to the Houston Children's Charity. For every purchase of $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers will donate a bed to a Houston child in need. And there's a list of more than 20,000 children waiting for a bed yet unable to afford it in Houston. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation, corner of Navigation and Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Can I help you?
He can't talk. That's Harry Dog, the Georgia mascot.
Oh, is it Nissan Heisman House time?
Yep. They've got Tim Tebow, Derrick Henry, and other Heisman legends. Head to NissanHeismanHouse.com and enter for a chance to win a two-night trip with up to three guests to the College Football Playoffs championship game in Tampa. The winner will also receive a meet-and-greet with a former Heisman winner.
Uh-oh. Harry Dog is raiding the fridge.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident. Ends December 3rd, 2016.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Nick and Joel and Barry and a cast of thousands. And it, you guys, it's like, I think we poked a sleeping bear. I think we figured it out because we got under your skin a little bit. We got you fired up. We got a lot coming in. Who is your most hated athlete out there? And for most of you, it's because they played against your favorite team. We've had some good ones, and we got a lot of them rolling in. And Barry, I'll let you handle Twitter and text, but there are a lot of quality selections.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how many baseball there are. Like Brother Bear said, John Rocker, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, and John Smoltz. Which, yeah, if you're an Astros fan, you pretty much hated that whole
Braves
lineup
and Cardinals
right there.
Were always top of the list.
Without a doubt. It's kind of hard to get over that hate, even now that the Astros have been in the American League for a while. Like, my wife has it ingrained. No matter what, if she sees the Cardinals, she automatically just turns it on hate mode automatically. I'm like, they're not a rival anymore. She's like, don't care. I still hate them.
That's entrenched in my body. I hate the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah. Always have, always will. That's even with the Brewers, you know, back in the day. But and when the Brewers made the switch to the National League, but ever since I've been here and just watching those Cardinals-Astros series, have to hate the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Brent Shear said David Eckstein, Jim Edmonds, Craig Counsell, and his stupid-ass batting stance.
Craig Counsell
was the worst.
Craig Counsell went to my arch rival high school. And Craig Counsell was about a .500 second baseman. And his Whitefish Bay Blue Devils were against my Shorewood Greyhounds. And we were red, silver, and white. And his dad was a VP of like tickets in the front office of the Brewers, but because of it, and they had the same colors, dude would have like the only guy with the blue high top spikes and would have the blue batting gloves and have all the gear and stuff like that. And literally, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, but I feel pretty confident saying I got the best of Craig Counsell all throughout high school. But we looked at this guy and we couldn't believe that a buck five second baseman was all of a sudden at the end of his 4 years in high school signing a full ride to Notre Dame. And we're like, well, this is the first experience we're going to have. And it's not what you know and how good you are. It's who you know.
Yeah.
Because Daddy lined that up for him. And lo and behold, after Notre Dame, I mean, it just steamrolled. My man had one hell of a major league career, won two rings, one with Arizona, one with Florida. And now he's the manager of my hometown team.
Oh, boy.
Not happy
so,
about that.
Yeah, so yours went from like just haterade, just hating.
Oh, man.
To just hating now to appreciating what he's done.
Yeah, a little
right?
bit.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah. That's good.
Although the batting stance was ridiculous. And it wasn't like that in high school.
Let's see. We're getting more Minko Grimes.
So Minko Grimes goes in the category with Jessica Simpson, Kim Kardashian, Khloe right. Kardashian.
Larry Bird. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a Rocket fan, I could hate me some Larry Bird. I could hate the whole Celtics team, actually. Like, I didn't have a problem with Magic and Kareem. And James Worthy, like, that never bothered me. But for some reason, the Celtics, like, I didn't even hate the Bad Boys.
I
didn't even hate
the Bad Boys. I told you guys in the break, as much as I thought about this and thought this would be a great topic to throw out there, I didn't take enough time thinking of guys that I actually personally hated, with the exception of Matt Barnes, because I read the article, and the fact that he was lying through his teeth just made me hate him more. And because of the fact that I told Nick this, that when we were sitting last year for game six, courtside to call that game, and you could actually hear what Matt Barnes was saying, not only was it off, just completely out of line, and especially to a guy like Dwight Howard, who he played with in Orlando, I wanted to climb over the table and just get into it with him right there. But Danny Ainge back in the day,
yeah.
Danny Ainge has to be on everybody's list, because Danny Ainge was the guy that actually took pride in getting under your skin.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I didn't mind the Detroit guys, even the Bad Boys. Nah, that wasn't a bit, but for some reason, it was so easy to hate.
But you bring up
pretty
another
much
one.
All the Celtics.
Bill Laimbeer was a guy that
I didn't mind Laimbeer.
Oh, everybody wanted a piece of Bill Laimbeer.
I didn't mind him, but boy, I hated
Bill
the Celtics.
Bothered me for sure, but Larry Bird did as well. I would say Bill Laimbeer, another good one.
Kevin McHale.
I was going to say Kevin McHale, and it's
back
in
the day.
It's a weird one for this market because you hated him, and then when he came back as coach, people started to like him.
No, that's but it's true. Like Barkley. Everyone in this town hated Barkley, Chucky, who, and the whole Rockets. And then he became a Rocket, and everyone was like, "Oh yeah, it's cool." I mean, that's how it goes, right? Like,
I love Lamont. And God love you, Lamont, because you know what? You keep it real, 24/7, 365. And with the ones he's throwing out, I mean, I can understand, I can agree. But when he throws out Jacoby Jones, I'm just like, I get
that's
it.
A pretty good
and
one.
He's so right.
That's a pretty good one. Somebody asked how Dwight's not more hated than Howard.
I thought
Harden
about that too. When you started reading town. How many people were saying Harden, I'm like, no, Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that love Dwight Ooh. As a person that said they hated him because he just never brought it the way everybody expected him to bring it. And that was basically ever since he left Orlando.
Yeah.
Another good NBA one would be Carmelo Anthony.
Really? I don't think so. I think I actually worked with guys that really like thought Carmelo Anthony was their favorite player in the NBA, which to me was also one that was hard for me to understand. But there's a lot of people that show a lot of love to Melo.
Oh, somebody was brutal on the text and said Jordan got his dad killed. That ain't right. Carlos,
you still can't hate on Michael Jordan.
Carlos Boozer and his sausage meat skull. I don't know what that is. That just because it's wrinkly? Like
yeah,
Mattier?
Okay, so I call it the pack of weenies, too.
Oh.
Like, so Carlos Boozer had a receding hairline, and he mistakenly pulled a Kenny Smith and decided to do the spray hair and, like, used a white towel, and it started coming off, and the teammates saw it, and everything, and they made it, and he was like, yeah, he later admitted probably shouldn't have done that. But then it was like, we used to call it Alien Nation, when you the guy shaved his head, but you could see all the bumps and stuff of, like, how your brain's laid out because your skull's not set. It's just a different look.
Yeah.
Like Pippen, when he shaved his head, he had it. Yeah, and Boozer had it. But we used to call it the pack of weenies, too, because when Boozer would put his head backwards
like
on
pack,
the back
yeah.
of his neck, it looked like he had a pack of weenies right there.
Celtics fans hating on Jordan. Aaron Rodgers from a Vikings fan. Cowboy fan. This is weird. As a Cowboy fan, I love Troy Aikman as a player, but I hate him as a broadcaster. He is such a Cowboys hater. That was from Gary. Gary, what the hell are you listening to? He makes love to the Cowboys verbally every game
yep.
he calls.
Yeah,
yep.
He's not listening to the
broadcast. No, you're definitely not listening.
Yeah, because I hate Troy Aikman because he's always pro-Cowboys and killing my team. So he and Joe Buck drive me absolutely nuts. I got, there's another good one. El Jefe, who always chimes in like a boss, true to his name, comes up with Derek Fisher. How can you not hate Derek Fisher? I mean, if you hated him just for being a Laker, but then he got it, and you can take the Oklahoma City in when he was still cheap-shotting, but the one that will always sit in my craw is Scola goes to set the high screen on him in the playoffs, and he knows it's coming, and he turns and winds up and delivers a forearm to Luis Scola's chin. From that point on, it was like, dude, someone should take you out in the parking lot and whoop your ass, period.
We're getting several LeBron Jameses now.
I can understand it.
And we got a Tim Tebow. Why are you going to hate on Tim Tebow?
Because you know what? Because he overdoes it. Because he's over the top.
He's like the Pope of sports, man.
Because he's over the top with it.
Several people are chiming in now with Tebow.
So, Ciroc Osweiler.
Oh.
Good one. Ed Reed and his homeless face.
Somebody said Prince Nassim Hamed. Do you guys remember that guy? From
he's
boxing?
A
oh. No, boxing. Oh, I just, don't remember. How could you hate on Prince Nassim? That dude, he would come in all dancing, and he had like, he was like the MC Hammer of boxing.
I do know what you're talking about, yeah.
Oh, he had all
kinds of. The dude in the world.
Yes, and then when he finally started getting beat, it was awesome. That was the best part.
Brent Shear, who's really focused on this, which I love, says, Rudned Odor. Completely agree, but don't tell him to his face because he's probably going to tear it apart. That dude can punch.
After he whooped Tony Bautista's ass, that was great.
No, not Tony.
What did I say?
Jose.
Oh, Jose Bautista. Yeah, not Tony
Joey
Bautista.
Bats.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Jose Bautista,
yeah, you can hate on him all you want.
Yeah.
Just don't tell it to his
after
face.
After that
ass that man's going to pull a quick wing out, and you're going to be lights out in a minute because that – Woo! And I'm telling you what, for Astros fans this year alone, and Barry, you and I touched on this, but if you can just hate the Texas Rangers, you will. We already know that, but after this season. But how can you not hate Robbie Cano? Holy one-man wrecking crew.
No.
I love him.
That's
but
just,
I'm just
you
saying,
gotta admire
after this
what
year,
Cano
you
got
to hate the fact that Cano annihilated your Astros.
I kind of admire it, but here's the thing. Like, we're throwing out all these names, and everybody says, oh, you know, I really hate this guy. I really hate that guy. And I think it goes back to who you watched growing up and who was it that stole your team's
Absolutely.
Heart, right? But here's one that hasn't been mentioned yet. And I would venture to say that in all of sports, this might be the most polarizing and most hated guy in sports, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, we've got like
three or four. Without
I get that.
Doubt. I think you either love Mayweather or you hate him. And I think the hate line is way longer.
It ain't a real topic unless Prince Shug chimes in. And Prince Shug is now on the board as Travis Johnson has chimed in with his three. And it's Steve Spurrier for one. Tim Tebow for two.
Oh, now you just
and
mad.
Joe Buck. I can't stand Joe Buck.
We got a David Carr sighting.
Oh, why isn't David Carr like on everybody's list? That one would be because of just how much money he raked in for not being good. Who's on your list? Why don't you call us and let us know? 713-780-ESPN. Call in, let us know. Who do you hate the most in sports? We'll add them to the list. ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
Need a delivery? Get me. Need a ride out tonight? Get me. Need a ride home tonight? Get me. Restaurant takeout? Get me. Flowers to your honey? Get me. Texas-based Get Me is the newest and bestest way to get you around town and get stuff delivered for you. Download the app today. With Get Me, you experience no surge pricing. Almost anything you want delivered and anywhere you need to go, think Get Me. So grab your phone and download Get Me. Use promo code BLITZ to get 20% off every ride or delivery every time. Get the Get Me app today.
When medical emergencies happen, trust your best neighbors ever for quality emergency care from board-certified physicians. Neighbors Emergency Center is making lives better by providing exceptional medical care for you and your family 24/7, 365 days a year, with little to no wait time. At Neighbors Emergency Center, we are making lives better. With multiple locations around Houston, visit NEC24.com. That's NEC24.com. to find a center near you.
If you're a man facing a divorce, you may be feeling kind of lost and confused.
You should never confide in anyone who is trying to take your money and your children.
Attorney Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal.
Guys often have to work a little harder to be awarded primary custody.
But when you're disadvantaged, you'll continue to be so unless you do what you can to help yourself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal. The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Texas attorneys. A partner men can count on. 832-844-0000. 844-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in Sugarland and League City.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local Houston-area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the largest real estate investor network in Texas. We meet on Thursday, October 6th at 6 p.m. at the DoubleTree by Hilton on Greenway Plaza. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-868-4914. This month's topic, how to get all the money you need for real estate deals. Call 800-868-4914. Write it down. That's 800-868-4914 to attend any of our upcoming meetings and receive a valuable Texas real estate training program for free. Brought to you by the Houston Real Estate Networking Club.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to take the next step in your life or career? Education can help you make that change, and we see the proof in the students of Arizona State University who are earning their degrees across the country through ASU Online.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. Arizona State had the overall reputation that I wanted to have on my professional resume. ASU has helped me with my life goals and the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with what I wanted to do with my life.
Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text LIFE to 321-321. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU as top 5 in the U.S. for producing the best qualified graduates. So start making a change for your future. Text LIFE to 321-321. Again, that's LIFE to 321-321.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Robert, we appreciate you. We love you. We'll be with you in just a matter of minutes. But as Joel here, Barry there, get with you and continue to give you the best in sports knowledge and entertainment up until 4 p.m. We want to give a shout out to some people that definitely deserve it. Some people that are near and dear to our hearts and should be yours too. Out at Constellation Field last night, your Sugarland Skeeters got another win against Long Island. And with it, they're up 2-0. And they now head back to Long Island for a three-game set with only one game to win the championship and end the season in style. So to Gary Gaetti and the boys, good luck. Go get them. And make sure you take care of business because you definitely did that at home. The Skeeters win the first two games of the best of five at home at Constellation Field last night. They did it, and now they're heading to Long Island to try and put it away. So good luck, boys, and congratulations. And with that, we also tell you that besides being a part of the show And aside from the fact that we love you to be a part of it, because we give you lots of gifts just in our knowledge and our humor and our comedy and all the other things that we bring to the table. I mean, if you can see Barry, you know he brings a lot more than that. But what we also want to do is want to make it worth your while in terms of things that provide more entertainment in your daily life. So how about this? They just came by and said, Joel, how'd you like to give away NBA 2K17 Xbox 360 game? I'm like, whoa. Barry was like, man, I want one. But they didn't make it for ColecoVision, so we're trying to get him a copy. But in the meantime, we have one that you guys can win. How about that? It's finally out, NBA 2K17, best video game of all time, according to a lot of people. And not the hated Michael Jordan, but Michael B. Jordan is featured in the game. You can choose the classic 92 Dream Team and get all the Olympians like Bird and Magic and Jordan, all those guys. You can use the 2016 Team USA with Coach K and the boys. Not a game. It's NBA 2K17, the most real simulation sports game from 2K Sports. NBA 2K out now on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC, and is rated E, as you know, for everyone, except Barry, who still wants it for ColecoVision. If you want to win that game, I'm going to throw it out to you right now. Nick only has four fingers associated with his hand and one thumb, so he can only press four buttons. So therefore, from the pinky to the pointer finger, if you're caller number four right now on the contest line, you will win NBA 2K17. So dial carefully and dial quickly. We'll take a winner right now. So with all that being said, and the fact that Nick is constantly trying to find a winner, we're going to go to the phones. Robert has been chiming in because he wants to talk about his most hated player, and it's a player that in Texas is kind of a hit or miss depending on your likes and dislikes. But Robert, tell us who you hate and why.
I really don't like Emmitt Smith.
And why?
Because... yeah, he's a great guy, broke all the records and everything, but try and tell a Cowboys fan that Barry Sanders was better, it ain't going to happen.
Well, okay, so you liked Barry Sanders, but that doesn't explain why you hate Emmitt Smith. Like, what did Emmitt Smith do? Like, what are you a fan of, Robert? Who's your team?
I'm a Steelers fan.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the beginning of it. So you're a Steelers fan, so you were born to hate the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
like the Cowboys.
All right,
yeah.
I get that. So what did Emmitt Smith, though, do to you, or what game did you watch? Did Emmitt Smith run all over the team? Did he cheat?
Yeah, was it something
what did
against
he do
your
to
boys
make
or
you
something
hate him?
In general?
I mean, if you were to tell me when you saw him on Dancing with the Stars, that would be one thing. I would accept that. I hated
Murphy
him, too,
shoes,
after that.
The bright, shiny shoe. You know,
what did he do?
Something.
What did Emmitt Smith do to make you hate him?
Yeah, but I'm a overall football fan, so I'm right. Sorry, but I mean, I just don't think he was the best runner.
Okay.
And being in Houston and stuff like that, I can't really say I hate him.
You hate the Cowboys?
I do, because I just can't talk to Cowboys.
Well, fair enough.
If you hate the Cowboys, trust then me. You already have a built-in hatred that'll make you hate just about anybody that wore the star, right?
Yeah, trust me, man. I understand where you're coming from on just generally not liking the Cowboys. I grew up an Oilers fan. So now, as I've gotten into radio, I've had to give credit where credit is due for the Cowboys and look at them objectively. But as a fan, we all have a team we hate. If you're a Cowboys fan, you probably hate the Giants and the Redskins and whatever else. So, yeah. Well, good call, man. Appreciate that.
Robert, don't be a stranger. Thanks for chiming in and sharing your opinion with us. My man Trav is now on quite a roll. And so Travis Johnson wasn't good with three. He decided to come back for more. And he threw out Chris Collinsworth, which we talked about when we had our separate discussion on broadcasters. And then he went off the grid, like only Trav can do. Trav said Nancy Grace. And I'm laughing, and I'm saying, hey, man, we said we're keeping it in sports. And he said, but I hate Nancy Grace. I can't argue with him. I just don't think it fits the list, but I completely agree. And, of course, the fact that he's listening means we continue to build it even when he's not coming.
Somebody said Cam Newton and Nick Saban.
I can see both.
Yeah, that was from Lauren Pope.
How about another one that under the category? Wait, but how about another one under the category that you just brought up? How did nobody say this and bring this up? And especially if you haven't talked about anything else and what he's done in the past, what he did a couple Thursday nights ago to your favorite red, white, and blue team on Kirby. How do you not put Bill Belichick in that discussion?
Oh, I think there's a healthy admiration for what Bill Belichick has done.
I think there's a lot of hatred.
How can, well, yeah, I mean, he's a cheater. And, so I guess if you're a Jets fan, you hate Belichick.
The way he talks to the in interviews.
Are you kidding
me?
That's the best part of Bill Belichick is the way he does the interviews. No, that is the best.
I don't think so.
With him and Popovich just making it uncomfortable.
I think Bill Belichick has a lot of haters, like from rivalry teams, obviously. But I think there's people outside those rivalry teams that hate Bill Belichick.
Oh,
well.
For sure. Like, Steven Jackson, LFA is a Spurs fan. He said Steven Jackson when he was with the Spurs. Yeah,
there's a guy because of the crap talking. Like Steve Smith. We talked about Steve Smith the other day and the fact that everybody says you respect him as a player, but you think he's a bad human being. There's a lot of people that have made that statement. He just got into it. Was it Jalen Ramsey of the Jaguars last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, Steve Smith's a guy that people don't like because he not only talks a lot of crap, but they say he's a bad person, and because it carries over to where he doesn't let it go when the game's over and you're off the field.
Now, I'm not reading every one of these because some of these aren't the best, but I think this is a really good one. And, Joel, I think you're going to like this one, too.
Okay.
Somebody texted in Kermit Washington, who punched Rudy T and almost killed him. That is a damn good one.
That's a real good one.
I put that up there with the Floyd Mayweather one. Some of these are repeats, but that was a really good one.
Talk about a punch that impacted his life forever.
Changed his entire life. Forget his career. And people forget how good Rudy T was till he got hit in the face. But his playing career would have been different, but his entire life was changed with no redos and no way to make it completely better. He literally, if you read Rudy's book, and he talks about in like way almost maybe too much detail about what happened that night and what he went through. When he starts talking about tasting brain fluid in the locker room after the punch, you know that, yeah, if you're a Rockets fan, even if you're a basketball fan and you're a Rudy fan, easy to put Kermit Washington on that list.
Yeah. Somebody, Gary said, I'm a Cowboys fan and I know Barry Sanders was better. And then somebody said, I don't get this, but Yardbird said, Giants fan hates fireworks and by extension all Chinese people.
Oh, fireworks because of the fact that my man blew his thumb and blew his finger off.
Well, what's why I hate all Chinese people because of you hate fireworks?
Yeah, I guess
that's not right.
That's a reach.
Somebody else said they hate Xbox 360. It's all about the Xbox One.
Who's why is the name escaping me on the fireworks?
Jason Pierre-Paul?
JPP.
Yeah, okay.
Jason Pierre-Paul, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, I was thinking San Francisco Giants for some reason.
No, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is the correlation between that? But, yeah,
sure.
Hello, I'm here. Hi.
But, again,
I'm drunk.
Like with the Barry Sanders thing, I mean, we all can tip our cap and say he would have been the best statistically, but the fact of the matter is that he decided to, like Gale Sayers, they decided to call it, and Jim Brown, they called it a career when they were ready to leave, which you don't hate on them for, but then there's a reason why they're not the greatest in terms of statistically of all time, though you can think about them in your hearts and minds as one of the best of all time. But we think you're some of the best of all time, and we want you to be a part of the show. So why don't you download the app, or why don't you get on ESPN975.com and listen live, or just pick up the phone while you're driving around in the car. Call us up, 713-780-ESPN. We are here till 4 p.m.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows nothing beats the versatility of a 90s-era hatchback. You want trunk space? The whole thing is trunk space, giving you the ability to haul canoe-sized payloads with little more than a trusty old bungee cord holding down the hatch. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your small utility vehicle running longer, stronger. Because it's not quirky, it's ahead of its time. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Miller Lite is the 96-calorie light beer that tastes like beer. Because we think the beer you enjoy all afternoon should be a beer you actually enjoy.
Miller Lite. Spelled different because it's brewed different. Great beer, great responsibility. 2016 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Per 12 ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram of protein, and 0 grams of fat.
Hey, sports fans. Fred Fowler from the Blitz here, and football season has arrived, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv is an industry-leading website that's offering 100% bonuses when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, and that's guaranteed. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all of your favorite sporting events. Call now to claim your 100% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387, 844-900-2387, or visit them online at mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Football season is finally here, and you have to head to your local Sawgrass Steakhouse with 57 locations and growing. There is one in the city you're going to be at for your game. Waco, Austin, College Station, Houston, we have you covered at Sawgrass Steakhouse. They are the best at what they do. 25 years of perfection, average just doesn't cut it. Get ready for the big game with a great meal at Sawgrass Steakhouse. Head to sawgrass.com, find the location nearest you, and enjoy a great steak before the game. That's sawgrass.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
It's Barry Labanack, who is in a heated discussion with Raheel Ramzanali right now as we speak because of Barry's list, which is different than our list. Our list is, who do you hate in sports? And you can say why. You can call us. You can tweet us. You can text us. And we're taking all kinds of entries. And appreciating them. And then you get people like Sean Lundy on Twitter who posts a picture and says, don't mind us, we're just hating, and says, this is what today's show has turned into.
Can I change my answer?
We're just venting.
I just want to change mine. I led off by saying John Stockton, Karl Malone.
Yes, you did.
And Albert Pujols. I'm changing mine to Raheel. I'm changing mine to Raheel Ramzanali. That's who I hate in sports the most.
So those of you that have already become friends of the family and have seats at the table and hang out in the living room know that Barry has a list, and it's a huge issue with him. People who do not wash their hands after using the facilities here in the office.
It's gross. It's a mental list. I don't have it
so
like I used to have.
So during the break, because they are pregnant breaks, they're long enough that we can actually do some business, I go to the restroom really quickly, and who's in there but Raheel? And so I'm at the sink washing my hands and go for paper towel, and I see Raheel just run his hands under the water and be done with it. And
so
I went,
nasty.
And I went, uh-oh.
So gross.
He's like, what? And I go, you don't want Barry to find out about that? He goes, I'm not worried about that. Scientifically, I can back it up. And I go, oh, you're going to? Because I had to go and tell Barry, no soap involved.
Dude.
If you're Raheel.
Listen, if you don't wash your hands after you use the restroom, then you're going around and you're eating lunch and you're touching things and you're basically just spreading penis germs all over the place.
This is why we can honestly say we're not just a sports-only talk show.
You've got to wash your hands
with soap. Because we just talked about penis germs.
Running water, what do you think knocks the germs
Absolutely.
Off?
Absolutely, Raheel, come on down.
What do you think that knocks the germs off? The water, the force of the water just knocks it off?
And in this corner, I now give you Raheel.
Don't let him touch the microphones. Do not touch anything in the studio, penis
there
hands.
There have been way worse things in my hands.
You're like Edward Penis Hands. Like, don't touch anything.
That's not a moniker you want, though.
No. Okay, so where do you want me to start?
Start with your stupid science.
All right, so when you...
This
when you're
be good.
Dropping a number, when you're doing a number one, are you rubbing your hands all over your genitals or what?
Just hold it.
Just you keep holding during the stream.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't do that. If I did that, then yes, I should wash hands.
Okay.
I take it out, I do my business, put it back in.
But you still touch it
for like a second. Here's the other thing. Did you know scientifically, I'm putting myself at risk by washing it with soap every single time my hands. All right.
Is that why doctors scrub up before surgery?
Yeah. So I don't need to be doing that. No, but we're doing it how many times?
What are you talking about?
How many times? I drink a lot of water. That's the thing. So
okay.
So I don't need to wash my hands 4 times in a 4-hour window. I don't need to be doing that.
You should if you're down there touching your business every time.
Run your hand through hot water. You're good. You don't need to go soap every single time.
You know, if you do that, you've got to... First of all, my wife's a nurse, so I never washed my hands the way I do now. Like, I wash my hands all the time.
Oh, you do that full body rub thing?
No, I'm not like...
Front, back, between the fingers?
No. Oh, yeah. I mean, but you got to let the water get really warm.
Dr. Rose. You can't
just walk in and fire up the cold water for 5 seconds and walk off.
I don't ever want to hear you say you got to go deep again. But I'm talking about the washes, the whole Dr. Rosen. You get both sides.
I'll do that.
I'm not
5 seconds and I'm out.
Yeah.
You got to get the water warm to kill the bacteria and the germs. Scrub up the soap. Get both sides.
Grey's Anatomy. I got it the first time.
Let me ask y'all. Was there an incident in your life where somebody forgot to wash their hands after just a general?
I don't have the list.
I'm just asking the listener, too.
I do wash my hands.
Yeah, I'm just asking the listener.
Because you're clean and you're
Was there an incident where you got sick because somebody didn't wash their hands?
Now you're not a person and you're not clean.
This doesn't impact me.
You're not human.
Guess what? He just said you're not a person.
31 years of this and I haven't gotten sick because of that.
But you're just running around spreading your penis germs all over town.
Okay,
touching door handles. And
there have been zero victims from my hand washing.
Confirmed? Are you confirming this?
Let me get out of this typhoon of disaster. While you're with us, I threw out the topic today, and because I know you and I know you're a diehard sports aficionado, I threw out the topic today, who is your most hated, and you can have more than one, who is your most hated sports athlete out there, icon or not? But like I threw out, you know, I threw out several, and Barry threw out several. Danny Ainge was on my list. Draymond Green had made some. Matt Barnes is my most hated of all time.
Did you see his profile?
That was really good. It was a good article. Yeah. It was on Bleacher Report. But literally, he's lying through his teeth about Harden's mom and that whole thing. And there's never been a guy that I've been more passionately
I changed my answer to you.
Disgusted.
I just did because you just grossed me out.
Matt Barnes.
I can't think of a most hate. Like, I'm trying to think of people that just really bother me.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes is up there for me, but like, it really
like
doesn't.
Like Matt Harpering back in the day, because he was talking about Stockton and Polanco, but Harpering was the guy that, you know.
I guess Hornacek would be the one that really ticked me off for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was the free throw, you know, the whole.
The rubbing his face thing.
That whole thing. Playing for the Jazz didn't help. He would be up there. Texans-wise,
Portland Finnegan.
No, but I don't care about Courtland Finnegan. Like, he doesn't bother me.
He got used to until AJ beat that crap out of him.
Yeah, so I'm done. I'm over that. With the Rockets now currently in the NBA, there's really nobody I hate in the NBA right now. So that's a tough one.
A lot of people said James Harden.
Yeah, I can see why.
I can
see why. Yeah. And then football, anybody OU. I'm done.
Oh, well,
I'm done anybody
that's
OU.
That's personal reasons. I get that.
Yeah, personal reasons. Anybody OU related, whatever. Hated. I don't care.
So you were fine with like Stockton and Malone? You hated Hornacek, but you were okay with Stockton and Malone?
Malone, I hated him, but it wasn't. Hornacek was the worst one to me.
Oh, really?
Stockton, I actually appreciated his game because growing up, just learning to play point guard, every coach would be like, hey, watch Stockton, how he runs the pick and roll, how he runs this.
How he flops.
And he's
he
like,
cheats.
Hey, look, sorry, buddy, you're a 5'4 Pakistani guy at this point. You got to get dirty like him. So I'm like, okay,
you got to get dirty like him. All you got to do is go to the restroom, according to Barry, and you're dirty as can be. You see how I took it full circle there? See how I brought it back around? It also explains your skinny jeans and stuff like that, because you like Johnny
Stockton's. Oh, I wear short shorts.
Short shorts.
I like wearing short shorts.
I've seen what you wear.
You will rock with Stockton's.
I like wearing short shorts.
Is that an ode to the man that taught you how to play?
Him and Ron Artest.
There you go.
Artest, remember, when he's here with the Rockets, he would go really tight. Yeah. And that's so you could get lower on your defensive stance.
First of all, if Johnny, the one thing I will give you credit for is, unlike if John Stockton did this, you wear tights underneath, so therefore there's no risk of anything using the side door to get on out and say hi.
How did players not wear compression gear back in the 90s?
Because they wore those really uncomfortable, chafing jock straps.
Yeah.
Think about the 70s.
Oh, man.
How was there not more incidents of just, whoa, hey,
I was a
all
ball
right.
Boy. I was the locker room manager. No, I wasn't a ball boy like that, Barry. I was the locker room manager for the visiting team growing up in Milwaukee. And literally, there was nothing called a compression short.
Yeah.
Guys were slapping slingshots on, and with that, you know, that kind of material, the material they made it out of, too, was like rough.
So,
that's terrible.
Like, I have to wear compression
gear. And then you wear
gear.
The short shorts on top of it.
Yeah. You wear compression gear?
I wear the compression shorts, yes.
Yeah. Like, Granado, Salisbury, they gave me a lot of heat for wearing compression gear. And I said, what's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
Wear compression gear.
Yeah. First of all, the boys are meant to be constrained in that way when you're being athletic. You know, when Shane Battier was a guy that actually played in, our equipment guy had to order like the equivalent of boxer briefs. I got to have more law and order. I got to have more law and order with the boys.
I just like the compression on like my hamstrings, my thighs. I just feel like because the blood flows
starting
better
to get dirty
too.
In here. Yeah. We're probably going to have to head to other topics.
Yeah. Dean Navarro brought up a point about our conversation. And he said, Barry, you have to remember that you also have to touch the flush button so you're touching everyone's junk. No, there's called automatic toilets. And if they don't have one, I'll use my knuckles or my elbow.
I guarantee you can't get out of the bathroom without touching the door handle.
Yes, you can because once I wash my hands and I dry them off with the paper towels, I use the paper towel to
So you
went
overboard.
No, I'm now clean.
You listen to this show?
That's way overboard. Barry, that's too much.
All right, enjoy your penis hands.
Oh, my
that's
God.
So nasty.
And on that note, we'll have much more sports. ESPN 97.5 FM.